Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. All weekend long, keep it on Alice. Lots of chances for you to win your way into our big Alice in Winterland show. The date for that is December 6th, 2018. Less than a month away at the Masonic. It's One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Franti, and Spearhead. A night of music you don't want to miss, so why don't you stay here all weekend and win your tickets? There are very few floor tickets left at LiveNation.com, so if you want to buy them, be sure of it. You want to definitely come to our Christmas party, then you can go and buy them, but keep it here. Actually, there's a bunch of chances today as well, starting at 9 o'clock. I think it's 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. We have your chance to win tickets for Winterland, and those include the Sarah and Vinny pre-party before the show. That's when a pre-party is, everybody. So just keep it here on Alice, and you're sure to win your way in. Okay, it's Friday. The new music is out today. Hooman, are you?
I'm so ready.
I know that you're very Christly this week, that you really immersed yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
And all the things godly.
Yes.
You did a lot of praying this week.
For you guys, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hooman.
I appreciate
Hooman.
It. Appreciate and I hope you pray. You know, you got to say a prayer for yourself as well.
Yes.
You know, I hope that you found some peace up there in the Redwoods.
I did. Thank you. Mount Hermon. Everybody.
As you search your soul and try to be a... You're always trying to be a better person. You are a good person. So I'm going to start with Sarah Brightman for you.
All right.
Sarah Brightman's album Hymn is out today. H-Y-M-N. Hymn.
Oh.
This is her 12th album. Most people would... I guess if you know her at all, you'd know her for playing Christine in the original Broadway cast of Phantom and the Opera. So I believe if you ever listen to that soundtrack, that's who's singing the Christine parts. No, nobody. Okay.
No, I have no idea.
I'm reading the track listing. See if I know any of these songs.
Oh well, Bryn has pulled a few for you.
I pulled two, but I can easily.
I don't know
some
any
more
of these
you
songs,
but you'll love these songs. Oh. The first one's a title track here, so I'll just go ahead and
Hymn.
Roll it.
Oh.
Oh my. Wait, hold on. Why are you shaking your head? You don't love this?
This isn't a great song. Do you have Better as One Day? I know that one.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
Number 10.
Oh, so these are like
you?
Traditional.
Yeah, no, well, this one is. There's some in a different language. I mean.
All right. Here's Better is One Day.
Oh, he's mouthing along. He likes this one.
Here we go.
Better is one day in your house. Better is thousand elsewhere.
What's he saying? Better is one day in your what?
In your house?
Yeah, in your courts.
Oh.
Oh, in your courts. Huh. Wait, so that's a regular praise song that you're familiar with?
It is. That's a traditional one, yeah. Oh.
Are there any other ones on the track list that you see that you want to hear?
Yeah, I want to hear Follow Me, and then we can stop.
All right, here's
I don't know what that one is, though.
No, let's. Right. I mean, we could be here as long as you want.
No, this isn't good. You can skip this one. She has a weird sound.
She really does.
It sounds...
Very breathy and like... Yeah. Has a weird effect on it.
I've heard her sing.
What's her name again, you guys?
Sarah Brightman.
She's an amazing singer. If you have anything from Phantom of the Opera, play that. Like,
it's okay.
I can if you want. Here,
no,
I'll play
no,
what I pulled because I, okay. Those are the most popular ones. So the first one was the title track, Hymn, and this one is called, I think, Sogni, S-O-G-N-I.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. I think it's another language, Sony. But I think it sounds pretty nice.
So she's got a real opera thing going on at times, huh?
She does, yeah. When she does the opera stuff, it sounds great.
Well, the Phantom soundtrack is absolutely amazing.
It is.
Finney's you guys, I'm going to get out and walk. I'll meet you there.
I feel the same way.
That's good. We can go to the next one.
All right. Next up is the new Imagine Dragons record.
All right.
It's called Origins. Yeah. So I believe we've already heard four singles off of this record. So I'm not sure if you grabbed some of that and then some stuff we haven't heard, but why don't you walk us through it?
Yeah, here's Natural. You definitely know this one.
All right.
Here's Machine.
Okay. It's funny because I really felt like once you get four singles deep, like how much more can there be on a record these days? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. But maybe they've, you know, gone old school and done a good album with only a couple filler songs. What else did you grab?
Here's Bad Liar.
Oh, this is was the single we heard the other day, right?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I'm a bad liar.
Oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't here.
Maybe.
So you know this one?
Yeah, we heard that one.
That's a good song.
Do you want to hear another one or we... Do you want to move on to the next?
We can move on. I mean, I feel like the Imagine Dragon. I have a lot here, so.
Okay.
Let's go on to Muse.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Muse record out today, you guys. It's called Simulation Theory. This is their eighth album. And actually, I haven't seen the album cover, but they say it was designed by Stranger Things artist Kyle Lambert.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. So we'll have to take a look at that.
I'll pull it up for you.
Okay.
And,
so
I'll play a few songs, but I know that you will recognize these tunes.
Well, there was one you were playing me this you were playing for me right when we got here this morning, and that is one of the few songs that we saw Muse do back in May at Bottle Rock.
Right. When Hooman grabbed us away and made us go home.
Come on.
You should have come on.
The album cover looks kind of Tron-ish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on, he's gonna bring it over. Go ahead and play some songs.
All right, here is The Dark Side.
Oh, neat.
Right?
That's really cool. That sounds good. It's like classic Muse. I'm looking at the album cover right now. It's done in like pinks and blues. It's sort of stylized. It does look like a movie poster. It looks like a Tron movie poster. It's got some like Asian characters on the one side and then just sort of some shapes and symbols on the other side. I can't quite make out. Oh, is that his hand coming up to grab his sunglasses? But they all have sunglasses on. It's neat. It's cool. I don't know if I think the Stranger Things artist, isn't the beginning of Stranger Things just the logo, the Stranger
Things?
Yeah,
I don't know what the where that's coming from, but it reminds me very much of their indoor stadium show, which is extremely light heavy.
Oh.
As light show, I mean.
Right.
And they've got a lot of stage built up to look very unique. So when you see them at Oracle coming up, you'll go, this is far and above beyond anything I've seen in a while.
Right.
What they put into it.
All right. What else did you grab off the new Muse record?
Here is Dig Down.
Sounds like they're actually digging. Wow. Damn. They're so great. Oh, that's nice.
Look at you go.
This is my new favorite song. That one note that he held out.
Yeah, he's got an amazing voice. Dang.
All right.
Well, and that was some of that guitar work, too, that you heard in the beginning of that one.
Yeah, he rocks out when he's holding that guitar and singing. Like,
dude, he becomes
a true rock star.
Oh, right.
Here is Thought Contagion. It's funny they sound like the same song at first, right?
This actually sounds like a song I've totally heard. This must be a single that I've...
Yeah, this is...
Like, I know this song.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we were there with our eyes closed, standing there in the audience.
Yeah, I totally know this song. It's so fun.
Hey, the phone's going off. We gotta go, Sarah. We gotta leave. Come on. Hooman's rushing us.
Damn it. Thanks for the ride, Hooman. Although we did laugh the whole way home. That was a great ride
that
home.
Your husband was so funny.
Oh my god, Drunk John is just the
he
best.
He was so. Hooman was like just crying, laughing while he's driving. He was so fun.
I'll do it again.
Hooman, no, oh, boo!
That's so stupid.
Sarah, yay!
I'm out of context right now.
I know.
Yeah, you said, and I don't get it.
I want to laugh. I know how funny John.
Yeah, John can
be.
He just keeps going.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Muse has a new record out. Hanson has a new. Hanson just will not give up. Like, guys, come on now. They're like 112 years old now. They were the youngest people you ever heard of. String Theory is the name of the record, and they call it String Theory because they did all their hits, and by that I mean Mbop and a bunch of other songs. So this is new and old songs, and they're backed by a symphony orchestra. So I think really all we need to hear is Mbop, unless there was something in particular that
No,
you
I
liked.
Pulled a few, but yeah, this is all that matters.
Okay.
This one song here, Mbop.
Okay. So look, if that's up your alley, then there you go.
It's not terrible.
No, certainly. I love that song.
If you go to, what's her name again? Hanson. If you go to a Hanson concert, you better not play that version of that song.
No,
like,
I'm gonna
I came
the
for the
version.
Hit, buddy.
Yeah.
You give me the pop
I want you
song.
To play it five different times, and as long as twice it was the exact replica of
right.
the song I know and love, you can do whatever else you want with it.
There
yeah.
you go.
Bop, 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 a dim da ba doom bop, ba doom bop, yay, yay. Oh, it's just, how can you not be happy listening to this?
I know, it's adorable.
It's so cute. And they were such little boys, like 11, yeah. 14, and 16 or something. Adorable. You know, there's like 100 other Hanson kids. I think they're Mormons.
Oh,
and
didn't we play one? Was he sort of bluesy?
Yes,
Vinny?
He's like, a younger brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
There's he was actually good. Wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't know how many kids there are, but yeah. enough that they've got several bands in them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it Taylor? I forget.
Never Taylor mind. Hanson? That
I
sounds right.
I don't remember the guy's name.
Yeah, I don't really. It probably came up with some other last name, too. I don't know if you want
to
be. Have the Mbop guys hanging around your neck. Anyway, Hanson, String Theory is the name of this new record. The Revivalists, and we were playing a song here for a while from them. Do you have that one ready to go so
I
people
sure
can
do.
Be reminded?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is their fourth album. It's called Take Good Care, and here's what it sounds like.
All right, here's All My Friends.
That's nice. Give me one more real quick. I want to get through some of these.
All right.
A couple more to do here.
Got Love.
I like
jump
that.
Ahead.
That's nice.
Simple.
Yeah. Well, good for them. This is a good sounding record.
Yeah.
Revivalist.
I like this.
Next up, from Dinosaur Jr., Jay Mascis. This is his third solo album.
I
know, and that's
love him.
That's why we're
so
doing
you know
it.
Where he's from, right?
I don't.
Amherst.
Oh,
from Amherst, Massachusetts?
He is a Massachusetts boy. He records these solo albums in his home studio, and they're very different from his band Dinosaur Jr. because they're fairly quiet, unless this is different.
No, this is also that.
Okay.
It's called Elastic Days, the record. And what did you grab off of this?
Here is the title track.
Vinny, that's a solo you can get behind. Come on, baby.
That sounds great.
It's pretty mellow. That reminds me of like mid-90s
yeah.
cracker style.
Pretty.
Another
okay.
one?
Well, that was a super fuzz pedal he had going there.
Give me another one.
Everything She Said.
Well, I'm buying it today. I don't know about the rest of you.
Next up, I want to squeeze this one in. Lil Peep, he's a guy who died of an overdose last
right.
year.
20-year-old or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, very young. This is his second album and the first since his death. It's called Come Over When You're Sober, Part 2. Guy who dies of an overdose. It's great. So Lil Peep, let's hear one of these.
Here's A Broken Smile. Oh, you know what? If you're playing one, let me play the bigger hit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Here's Runaway.
All right. That's what Lil Peep sounds like. Come Over When You're Sober, Part 2 is his new record, posthumously released. And did you want to try and squeeze in? Kane Brown is on my list, but I wasn't planning on doing any country stuff. But Rin
yeah,
took
I
a liking to this. And
yeah,
so
and I see him all over the place, and he sounds very country. And he doesn't look country when you see him. I thought he was going to be a hip-hop guy when he popped on my screen one day. I'll roll the track first. And
okay. Experiment is the name of the record.
Here is Lose It.
Oh, yeah. Backwards. Ball cap and tattoos and kind of urban looking kid.
I like him.
So that's Kane Brown. All right, and that's going to do it. There's your music. Quick look at it this week, and we'll find out how everything
really
does. Yeah, a couple things were good on that. God, the Muse record. Getting that right away.
Oh,
you're all over it.
A texter said that you can find the entire Bottle Rock concert of Muse on YouTube.
Oh.
So if you want to watch that, what we missed. And
well, I'll just say, hey, Google,
so
show me the entire
the person
Bottle Rock.
That you see holding their phone for the whole show, they put it up on YouTube
yeah.
then, I guess, huh?
Well,
right,
thank
I
you.
Don't know.
Thank you for not enjoying the show while you were there. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much good stuff, including I'll do a few fast facts. You've been blowing your nose wrong and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, just hazy and smoky and awful outside today. Take it easy, stay indoors if you can. Don't breathe too deeply. You know, I was thinking we have a package of those masks still left, and it's not a terrible idea. A lot, especially points north of here are really feeling it, so.
I actually have an article that says that you'd need that type of mask to actually have it provide you the filtration you need.
Yeah,
right.
It's got like a little plastic insert in the front of it. All right, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. So I just got this handed to me. The latest on wildfires here in California is they've issued evacuation orders for Malibu down south. Didn't our friend Rudy just say he's going down to Oxnard or something
Oxnard,
like that?
Oxnard, yeah.
He's going right where the trouble is. Mm. Like, he's going to be close to some
Oxnard's
of the stuff.
Oxnard's in Ventura County, right?
Yeah.
It's like right down the hill from Thousand Oaks.
Well, good
Malibu
luck to
him. Is where Eddie Ift lives.
Oh, right.
He lives in a canyon there.
I'll text him after we break. He's probably evacuating.
I'm sure he is.
Unless it might even just be his wife and kid are evacuating. He might be on. He's been touring like crazy, nonstop. All right. The average person is going to drop $520 on the upcoming Black Friday as they plan to buy
$520.
Clothes, laptops, TV, jewelry, toys, an iPhone, video games, smart home products. You know, Nest Hello.
Yeah.
I love that Dave
God,
thing.
I'm getting one of those. Especially now that I have the Google Home Hub. Hashtag shame.
Kitchen products like Instant Pots. The Instant Pot is, you need one of these if you don't have one. They're so good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
People
rave about them. Yeah, iPads are
great. It's great. Works really good.
What you got that confused look on your face for,
Brian? I was thinking about the Instant Pot, and I have like a pot that has buttons on it. Mm-hmm. It's not called an Instant Pot, though, and I'm wondering what the Instant Pot does. It just has settings on it, right?
I can't tell you for sure, but rice cooker,
pressure cooker.
Right, but it seems to be faster than anything
you can use. Cook a chicken real fast.
It's not a crock pot either.
No.
It turns off by itself. So I have something like that. It's just not the same brand.
Right.
The reason I like to eat short grain brown rice. Mm-hmm. You familiar?
Yes.
That's what I like to eat.
Takes an hour and 20 minutes in my rice cooker.
And it takes half that in the Instant Pot. Mm. So that's the point.
Mm. Right. Mm.
But when you use the Instant Pot, does it take away the flavor of it? You know, because
no.
If anything, it holds it. It's like totally sealed. It's like a pressure thing.
So you've got one then?
I don't. We don't use that. But I have a slow.
Just knows.
I don't cook. So oh my god! Last night I did cook. I made macaroni with a pesto from Whole Foods. Sauteed some shrimp, did some olives and tomatoes on top.
Oh, look at you lying
again. Some fresh grated cheese.
You didn't put an avocado in there, did you?
I didn't because even though I wanted to, I thought to myself, Vinny said, don't do it. Thanks.
Can't you just make a simple macaroni with a little pesto and a little cheese?
No, I want more than that. And plus I was feeding, you know, my brother and sister. They need all kinds of stuff.
Zhuzh it up.
Yeah, we zhuzhed it.
They were over for dinner?
Yeah, they were over every night. We either go to their house or they come to our house.
Every night?
Pretty much.
And you love it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's great. Nice.
Are you under any pressure since your mom listens to say that?
No.
Oh, so you really love it?
I mean, my brother and I were always very close growing up, and we barely talk when he's not in my face. So it's just been great. Like, I just love him, and I really feel that he loves me. And we just have, you know, he's so funny. Like, he's, you know, when he came over with the thing of booze, and he's all, togetherness. I'm like, dude, that we're so cut from the same cloth. Like, give me some of that. Yes, I'll be together with you, even though I never drink during the week. I was totally in.
I was just texting with him, and he told me Dropbox is still alive.
Oh, Dropbox.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one that we're hoping that we'll hire him.
Well, the one he really wants is up in Petaluma.
Well, no. Dropbox people ignore what
Good
she
going,
just said.
Sir.
Dropbox
Listen,
people,
I'm just saying, he's
he
a
really
hot
wants
commodity.
That one. He is a hot commodity, Dropbox.
I like Dropbox.
Me too.
Dropbox
I have
is cool.
that. I use it. It's great. So he has a chance to work there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
man,
it's looking
I'm,
good.
I'm not
he said it's still
in
alive.
His thing. He's...
I'm in it.
You would
yeah,
love
he's
the fully jam room.
All up in it.
It's badass.
You would love
that's
the jam room.
That's what John has talked about none. So that's his favorite part about Dropbox. Yeah. They got a band room set up. So you can go in there anytime and rock out.
With the pool table.
Oh, yeah.
Electric guitar set up.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Right there.
Mm. Where are they? What street is that? Hooman?
Oh, they're right here in town.
Soma.
Yeah, they're near the ballpark.
Oh, damn. Come on, Dropbox. Pick my brother up. The guy's great. Even this place that he's working for part-time, they're like, we're going to try to figure out a way to hire you. So you better get him before they do.
Yeah, Dropbox.
Because he likes that place. He's been working with them. They're like, God, we can't believe how fast you are, how amazing and efficient. Like, they were saying that.
Get him.
Everybody. So if you ever, you know, you travel and you think, God, am I cursed?
What?
Every time I travel, something goes wrong. Flights get canceled.
Oh, you know there's those people, right?
And I'm praying to myself, please don't let this be the day. There's a 3-hour security line. I'm going to miss my... And then there's the 3 hours. If you feel like that, you're not alone. Everyone thinks they've got the travel curse. Actually, it's one out of seven Americans think they have it. But yeah. It's a high percentage of people that walk around thinking, I'm cursed.
I'll tell you something. We would have the travel curse if it wasn't for me. Because I want to be at the airport early.
Yes.
I want to leave really early.
Yes.
I want to get there and get through security without having to worry about it. I don't want there to be any stress.
Yes.
I don't care if we get there 3 hours early and the flight's delayed. I'm fine. I'm already here. I'm here. I'm going nowhere. I'm ready.
And if you're at a good airport, there's plenty of places to drink and eat and walk around.
Sure. You can go shopping. It's all good.
Get early to the Dubai airport, everyone. That's a party.
Well, if I ever do, I will.
No wonder you two are best friends. Listen to you.
Man. We're going to get everywhere early.
Let's make a 6-hour or 8-hour ordeal 11 hours.
Yay. Let's do it. Yay. Remove all stress. Less stress, more fun. Let's have lunch at the airport. Yes.
It's so expensive, though, the drinks and the food at the airport.
Dude,
everything.
I'm already flying. My budget is out the window.
Right.
Double. Those lounges are great, though.
Well, if you have the VIP access. You got VIP?
I don't either.
I don't.
Out of 2,000 people in a survey, only two out of 2,000 said they've never had a travel nightmare situation.
Oh, well, even I've had a travel nightmare.
Right. Everyone has.
Yeah, 2 in 1,000.
Those two.
They probably never gone anywhere.
The most, probably. You're probably right.
Yeah, I never have any trouble driving from my house to work ever and back because I work a block away.
Delayed flights, forgetting something.
Oh, God.
Having an awful person sitting next to you.
Oh, my God. That's the worst when you're just trapped. Oh, I sat next to this guy. His breath was so rank, I couldn't believe it. And it was overseas because I was alone. I think it was when I flew to England, sitting in the, you know how it goes, like 2 seats, then an aisle, then 5 seats, then an aisle, then 2. I'm like the second seat in. He's only the center seat, and he just wants to talk the whole time. And even when he's not talking, he's just sort of breathing in my direction. Oh, my God!
Canceled flights, lost luggage, security lines, the person in front of you reclining into you, the bad turbulence.
Oh, turbulence. Oh, it's the worst.
It can be scary.
So scary.
Stuck
it's
on
awful.
The tarmac for an indefined period of time. You're not alone. Most of us have dealt with that.
Yeah. Well, we're all on the plane together.
Oh, you got that
we're
ready?
Alone.
The first word of the year is in. And they went with single use, as in a bunch of towns, including, I know Santa Cruz did. Did San Francisco? The banning of single use straws.
Oh, yeah.
Is it
has brought or? About this term.
I don't think, not yet here.
Not yet.
Single use
plastics. It's like the Keurig cups, styrofoam containers are single use. But the big one is the banning of plastic straws that businesses, I think Starbucks, well, a few places have said we're going to start phasing those out. You know, we have boxes upon boxes that we'll use first.
Great.
Runners up were hashtag me too, gaslight, whitewash, and flossing.
Oh,
as
flossing.
Sarah has shown us this week.
Has more meanings than you think.
She's really good at it.
Oh, my God. I'm
yeah,
awesome.
And we have it up at...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're doing it again.
Here we go.
Make it rain on them hoes. I make it rain.
You were doing it.
I lost it. But the thing is, people do it double time. Like, I'm doing it half time.
You want to go double? Let's go for a double. Oh, look at that.
Can't do it.
This is where it originated from, this song.
I can't do it that fast.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. You know what? I'll practice this weekend.
Oh, please.
I'll try
do.
To come back and really wow you guys on Monday.
Maybe
with
tonight at the party you can show
my God.
Us some of that.
Let's all do it at the party tonight.
We're already wowed.
Let's all do it.
Hey, Human, are you going to have like a stage at your party tonight?
I'm going to have a DJ, an internationally renowned DJ.
Oh.
Dave Kim. What's up, Dave?
Dave Kim, internationally renowned DJ.
The violinist?
Yeah, the violinist. Nice. Yeah, he plays violin too.
He's dope.
As he spins.
Oh, did I meet him a couple weeks ago?
You might have, yeah.
Wait, are you talking about Vaughn's friend?
No, that's King. Somebody, Steve.
Brian King Johnson.
Brian King Johnson.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. We're talking about Dave Kim.
There's two DJs in the world that spin and play violin?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. That's weird.
There might even be more.
Weird. All right. So David Kim.
Yeah, David Kim, yes. He's the best.
Around.
Nothing's ever good.
He shows up to his night parties with like this lit violin, electric violin.
Is that right?
Is he going to do that tonight? Oh my God, are we going to see this?
Neon lights all over it.
Yeah, maybe. I'll ask him. I'll text him right now.
I bet he will.
Yeah, that's his thing. Why wouldn't he? Put on a show, Dave Kim.
Well, maybe the man of honor is like, hey, David Kim. I'm the man tonight. Take it easy.
I'm actually getting anxious about this party. So many people and so much
250 going on. People strong at Human's birthday party tonight, everyone.
Anyone who cancels, Gavin. Oh, I hope here, I'll text him. I doubt he's going
to
come.
Just tell him Sarah really wants him to. I'm sure that'll really matter.
Anyone who cancels what?
Is really missing out. But Yuzette, I know you're sick,
God,
so I completely understand.
I want my stomach to stop rumbling right now.
Oh. It's cold and flu season.
It is.
It's
you are
hit
not
this
wrong.
Building hard. Right. Like hammer hard. Uh-huh. Really hard. I just wanted to, according to this, instead of putting your whole nose in a tissue and blowing, you cover one nostril at a time and blow. That's the way to blow your nose.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought you were going to tell me I did not. No, that's what
What's
you do.
What's the other way to do it?
You blow your whole nose at once like I do.
Then only
No, you don't.
Then only the unblocked nostril has any air coming out of it.
You don't... You
got to block the nostril that works and honk out the other one.
You got to put all your force in one nostril.
One nostril. Oh. At
Never
a
done
time.
That.
It's precision.
Oh, my God.
You want precision blowing?
I can't believe this is news.
Do you want to be a precision blower?
Look at the two best friends
always
agreeing on every damn thing this break.
You
guys
miss each other so much.
Yuzi?
You do a one-hole block, Yuzi?
I do.
Aha.
I actually do both. In the morning, first
thing
in the morning.
That worked really well. That was really good.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is news.
You know, I do it so hard that like my ears pop
It'll even like almost shoot stuff up your nasal lacrimal ducts.
Yeah.
Like you start tearing up. It's so awesome.
That's first how you blow your nose. First thing in the morning, though, I'll do one on each side. But as I go through the day... Like right now, I have a cold. I'm just doing both.
Oh,
nostrils.
I do one,
blow.
Then the other, then
I can
both.
Breathe right now. This is the first time. Today.
My darn head right off. I just blow and blow.
You got to try blocking.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Do it right now.
Well, I don't want to right now.
Boy, the sniffling.
I know.
We're all sniffling.
It's everywhere.
Not me.
You're amazing.
It wasn't me. Don't jinx it.
I know. Watch him be sick tonight at his party.
Whatever, birthday
Dude, I'm
boy.
I'm going to be so bummed if I get this flu.
You don't have it. You're fine.
Right.
You do not have it.
What can I do to make sure?
Well, maybe party a little less this weekend than normal.
I am going to party less
The vitamin C stuff, right?
Zinc? Will that help with the flu?
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
The ancient Greeks were afraid of zombies, so they buried some people underneath heavy rocks with stakes in their hearts.
Oh.
They were afraid of them coming back.
Oh, wow.
Well, I wonder if lepers were a problem. You know how when someone had leprosy, they kind of looked like a zombie? You know how lepers look like zombies?
Yeah, I totally do.
You know? So I wonder if like sometimes people thought like a leper was dead, but then he got up and came at you. Because it does seem like kind of a weird thing for the ancient Greeks to be afraid of zombies.
Sonic the Hedgehog was originally named Mr. Needle Mouse.
Needle Mouse. Mm. Oh, I love Sonic the Hedgehog. I used to play that incessantly.
What?
I don't know. Incessantly. Incessantly.
Howard Hughes bought a casino in Paradise, Nevada in 1968 for $5.4 million just so he could take down its neon sign, which was annoying him as it shined in his window.
Really? Why didn't he just board up the window? I don't understand.
$5.4 million.
And then he just shut the thing down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, he was made of money.
He was a little off, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the five-something million bucks, that was probably like $1 billion in today's dollars.
Oh, so much money back then.
Oh, my God.
Hey, so Pittsburgh won last night against Carolina. Yeah, just actually not that fun to watch. The Chargers play the Raiders this weekend. The Niners don't play till Monday Night Football against the Giants.
Pats have a game?
And the Pats do have a game. They play the Titans, which should be an easy win.
It's on Sunday?
Yeah, that's on Sunday. So there's your football. All right, I'll do a couple texts. 800-400-3697. That's our text number. You guys had a lot to say today.
Sizzles.
Your mom.
Sizzles.
Your mom does sizzle.
Turkey.
She's known for her tanning.
Punk.
What did she used to use for tanning?
Cocoa butter, right?
Cocoa butter?
I'm was pretty that her sure go-to? That was you, Vin. I'm pretty sure this whole thing is about you and your teenage daydream about my mother tanning nude with cocoa butter.
Didn't she tan?
She did tan.
Uh-huh.
She did. And nude? But I don't know anything about cocoa butter, and your whole cocoa butter thighs thing is... I'm sure at 73 now, she's really flattered.
All right.
I don't know how old she is, actually. She's got to be around there. Hey, Mom.
Thanks.
4-8 says, play some Lauren Daigle if you want some Christian music.
Well, this she didn't have crap. A new record out today. We were playing the new releases.
Well, this person yeah. says that Sarah that stuff
Brightman.
You played was
Sarah
crap.
Sarah Brightman. Right. No good.
That wasn't good. Would yeah, Hooman allow that. Sarah and Uzi to wear the penis jewelry to his birthday party?
Yes. I told them to go out and buy it before
if I bought
my
you
party.
That penis right. pendant, would you wear it
no,
for me?
No. It's
Why?
For women. It's women's
it?
Jewelry.
It's for anyone.
Men's jewelry.
You, like to, you are interested in all things about the penis.
Am I?
You could mushroom slap people with it.
Oh. Get close to my pen.
Mushroom slap me.
Thought you got that ready.
Don't mushroom
sing.
Slap me.
Double sing it.
Ooh, mushroom slap me. Ooh, mushroom slap me. Mushroom, mushroom, mushroom slap me. Mushroom slap me. Mushroom slap me. Mushroom slap me.
Has that ever happened to you?
Sure. Of course.
Is that up
time.
To you?
Yeah. All the time.
All the time?
I'll do it to myself.
That was like, oh. She did the other day with the secret show. Nobody oh, talk yeah. about that.
We are going to be right back.
Don't do the extended read.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.